Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Dowling, of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. The House has been in session and taking care of some business, and one of the things that was recently addressed had to do with funding the unemployment compensation system. I understand that there's been some problems with this since last year and that we're finally getting down to coming up with at least a temporary fix for it.
One of the biggest things we received calls about whenever we opened our district offices back in January was unemployment compensation and those who were out of work that had frustration trying to apply for unemployment compensation benefits. And the reason that they were having so much trouble was that late last year, the governor laid off about 450 employees, closing three unemployment compensation centers. So recently, the Senate took action with Senate Bill 250, which has been approved by the House now, which would provide $15 million in funding to the Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry. And that is temporary funding intended to improve operations of the unemployment compensation system and will drastically reduce those wait times. The legislation also contains specific provisions the department must meet to regain more permanent funding. So after the bill moved back to the Senate on concurrence, it heads to the governor's office. But it should be something that helps those who are in need of unemployment compensation benefits get quicker and more timely service.
And it's about that time when the parents of high school students who are going on to college start really worrying about how they're going to be paying for it. And I understand there's an important deadline coming up to apply for educational grants that are administered by the state. What do people need to know about this?
Well, the deadline for students and families to submit their applications for the 2017-2018 Pennsylvania State Grant Program is May 1st. This deadline applies to all renewal applications and also first-time applicants who plan to enroll in colleges, universities, or college transfer programs at two-year public or private colleges. To apply for a Pennsylvania state grant, applicants must first complete their 2017-2018 free application for federal student aid. A lot of people know that as FAFSA. Applicants can access FAFSA online at www.fea.org/FAFSA or at FAFSA.gov. Remember, completing the FAFSA online will save time and reduce application and processing errors. Students and families with questions about FAFSA or the state grant program can call 1-800-692-7392 for personalized assistance.
Also, we just had the tax deadline pass, but I understand that there is a new program for those who might be delinquent in some of their taxes from a previous year, and they may save a little money through this program. What's going on here?
Pennsylvanians who owe state taxes now have the option to pay those back taxes through a new tax amnesty program. The program, which offers incentives to Pennsylvanians to settle their delinquent tax accounts, is expected to generate as much as $150 million in revenue for the Commonwealth. The program does not forgive taxes owed, but instead waives penalties, collection, and lien fees, and half of the interest owed. So all taxes owed to the Commonwealth and administered by the Department of Revenue are eligible for this program. The delinquent taxes must have been owed as of December 31st, 2015. The amnesty period runs from April 21st to June 19th, 2017. More information is available at www.revenue.pa.gov.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling.